Current State on 90.5 WKAR. You can contact us via email, currentstate@wkar.org, and you can reach me directly, Mark Bayshore, at 517-884-4776. We're always eager to hear what's on your mind and what you make of the program and how you think we might make it better. A new medical device invented by three MSU undergraduate students is getting closer to market. Current State's Melissa Benmark has that story. What's this about, Melissa?
This is very cool. The device is called a Snuglet, and it's a much more streamlined and less clunky form of technology that's been used traditionally to treat babies with jaundice. There's a therapy called blue light therapy that helps them. Engineering students Oliver Bloom, Vu Huang, and Alexa Jones created it a while back. It won a bunch of design competitions, and now a startup company is trying to get it to market. The company is called TheraBee, and its CEO is Ryan Jankovic, who has a number of years of experience in the medical device business and has been mentoring the students. When I spoke with him recently, I asked him to first tell me about the birth of the Snuglet.
Yeah, well, it's a really cool story because, again, as being undergraduates and being 22 years old, you know, you're thinking about am I going to graduate and where am I going to find my first job and get a real paycheck, you know? So a lot of credit and really all the credit goes to be able to take the project that was given. And the project was really taking a look at third world countries and finding out a better solution, you know, that goes with jaundiced babies. If you take a look at the third world countries, you might have a billy bed. You might see 5 to 7 babies all kind of crammed together to really take advantage of the blue light spectrum, if there is even one in the local area where children are born. So that's where their project started. They're clearly not going to third world countries being undergrad students, but, you know, just interviewing around the area and talking to healthcare professionals, what they uncovered is that here in the United States, treatment isn't perfect either. And between and the more mobile billy blankets that are on the market today, there's a number of areas that are in need of improvement, and with the blessing of the professor, they pivoted and they made their project more based on solving domestic needs, and went out and interviewed, and they really found themselves to be more entrepreneurial than they had ever expected to be, and that's really how the whole project started.
So when you're talking about billy blankets, you're talking about something that reduces the level of bilirubin.
You know, we all have bilirubin levels in our body, but to be able to break those down effectively, and, you know, that's what the light ends up doing. So if you think of a bed, I think a lot of people incorrectly call them incubators. You know, you see a baby born and they're put into the incubator, and certainly incubators have their use and function, but the purpose of this with a jaundice baby is really a lighting bed, and that's what I refer to as a billy bed.
So one of the things that's really cool about this blanket technology is that it allows the parents to actually hold their babies while they're in treatment for jaundice.
Yeah, that's right. You know, so my oldest son was he wasn't born with jaundice, but on his official day one, he was diagnosed with high levels of bilirubin, otherwise healthy, discharged for home. And so we were at home for 5 days with a billy blanket. We didn't experience the bed treatment, but we did experience the blanket. And this is obviously years before I became, you know, associated with this product line and never had thought that, boy, there's probably a better solution, but did experience frustration with the pad slipping down. It was attached to a big console that had to be plugged into work. So when people are coming over, you know, having a baby being born is one of the more joyful times to ever visit a hospital. Maybe the only joyful time to visit a hospital. And really what our goal is its functionality. You know, it's a bad example, but what the cell phone industry has done with smartphones is really taken, a phone that had one function and made it really very functional. And that's what we want to do in this regard, on obviously a much different example. But, you know, treatment that babies need, how can you do the other functions? How can you diaper change effectively? How can you breastfeed effectively? How can you, you know, show off your baby without eye covers and other protective items that are needed today? Because the device really wasn't designed for all of the activities in an infant's day. It was designed to give the treatment to really start to break down those bilirubin levels, which we can do that but we also want to provide a better solution to our patients and the little guys and girls in the first few days of life.
So that's interesting that you had some experience with that yourself, and then I suppose, you know, this hearing about this project must have gotten your attention.
Yeah, well, you know, this is my company does medical device startup. Really, before I focused, most of my attention to therapy, and so doing medical device startups, I was reached out and said, hey, do you know what these students are doing here in town? Do you think you can help them as they go to competitions? And absolutely. And I do this probably on a weekly basis, kind of give or take, depending on where the opportunities are, but give guidance, connections, help startup companies. You know, I think specifically for the state of Michigan, the more of us, and there's plenty of us that help and want to see these startups succeed, the better it is for the state, and the better it is for the suppliers, the manufacturers, the people that do quality and regulatory, and ultimately the better it is for the OEM, because you've got all these startup companies with really good niche ideas, and these larger OEMs with their big distribution networks and dollars, they can really really grow these ideas. That's the hope here, is one of these bigger companies, these bigger device manufacturers will someday see what we're doing with treating infant jaundice and be able to say, boy, we can really take this good idea and expand this on a global level.
One of the things that crosses my mind is that things like incubators or that Billy blanket you were talking about, could be out of the cost range of a lot of people in hospitals. Is this new device an improvement on that in any way?
Yeah, we don't have final cost figures anyway, Morris. I mean, that's one of the things that we're working on. In today's age, cost is more important and vital than it ever has been in years past. We know that in addition to being, cost competitive, we really have to be a solution to hospitals. Now, there is reimbursement that comes from insurance because this is a treatment. So it's understanding that reimbursement. We recognize that this product is more of a want to have rather than a need to have, right? And there's treatment that every hospital across the country has today. And so what really our opinion is going to be is, hey, we've got better treatment. So when you're looking to replace, look to us, or, as you are looking at therapies, if you do have, depending on our cost situation, because we are more cost effective to you than the competitor, we want to make this an easier buying decision for you.
So are these on the market now or soon to be?
They're not. Soon is obviously a relative term because this does require a 510K approval from the FDA. And so that is the wild card is that we don't market, we don't sell, we don't do anything. Right now we're in research phase and kind of putting the binder together to be able to submit to the FDA. And with the FDA's, clearance, on that, then we are able to really market the product. So really at this point, you can say this is very much under development. This is very much in the idea and concept phase, but we're putting all the pieces together to really have a successful submission sometime within I'll call it the next few months, but it's probably a little bit longer than that.
So the original three engineering students who came up with the design, what's their role in this now? Have they moved on and they're completely out of it, or do they still have some attachment to the outcome of this particular device?
Well, yeah, ironically, they see this as their, quote unquote, their baby, right? So they are still very involved. Two of the three of them live out of state and work for very large, very recognizable, reputable companies that everyone would be impressed to be able to hear about. And then and Oliver is going on to for his master's degree in biomedical engineering at University of Michigan.
So they still got a hand in this whole process.
They would at any point in time. I just sent them an email this morning looking for some technical background with our contract manufacturer that we're working with, and there's no doubt maybe even by the time we hang up that there'll be some things in my email box. They live in three different time zones.
That's always so fun, isn't it?
Yeah, so they get different parts of their day, but as they find time, and they always do, they stay very much involved, which is great. It's great to see.
Ryan Jankovic, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Melissa, it was a pleasure talking to you, and thank you very much.
For Current State, I'm Melissa Benmark.